Hey, this is singer-songwriter Castella, and you're listening to my girl Brenda Moss on Lady Diva Live Radio.
This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, here on Let's Jazz It Up. Welcome, everyone. Thank you all for tuning in. That is Young Lion by the artist producer for this evening, David McLaurin. David, welcome to my platform.
Thank you, Brenda. It's such an honor to be on your show. I'm so glad, you know, for the opportunity to, you know, kind of chop it up with you and talk all things music.
Yes, yes. I've been waiting for you for months, maybe a couple of years or so. You've been at it. You've been really working hard. That's hard work really is paying off. You're just getting better and better. And that track I just played, Young Lion, what's the story behind that melody?
That song, that particular song is really about being young at heart, you know, no matter how old you are, and not being afraid to embrace, you know, your dreams, your goals, your conquering your fears and really living life to the fullest. You know, a young lion is a sign of real bravery, you know.
Yeah.
And so when I decided to pen that song, you know, it was all about the inspiration I got from looking at young people and how, you know, the future is ahead of them and how fearless they could be sometimes. And, you know, thinking to myself, I should never lose that no matter how old I get. So we should never say to ourselves that we're too anything to not, you know, pursue the things that we have in our hearts to do.
Right.
So that's Young Lion in a nutshell.
Yes, I love it. I love it. It's addictive. It's very addictive. It puts you at peace of mind. I love it. I love it. And where are you calling from, David?
I am currently in Seattle, Washington.
Seattle, Washington.
My home is actually my home state, you know, where I grew up. I spend most of my time is New York City, but I love Seattle, Washington, because it's just green and peaceful, and, you know, I commune with nature out there a lot, so.
Wow. Well, thank you. All right, Seattle, Washington fans, call in. Phone lines are open. You know my guest line. Give us a shout out. So as we move along with the show, I would like for you to introduce yourself, David McLaurin. As I will begin, you love Bob Marley, and you was a music choir director. In church,
that's correct. Yes. Yes to all of the above. I am David McLaurin. I'm award-winning in several categories for my music. I love all things creative. I got my start in the music business. I started out in reggae, you know.
Okay.
So that's where some of the influence, you know, for Young Lion and some of the reggae tunes I do would come from. I was also a church choir director in New York City and actually in Seattle, Washington, when I lived out here in the 90s. So, you know, my foundation really, you know, is in church and in the reggae world. Those are the two main places where I got exposed to music.
Okay. All right. And thank you for that information. Now, what makes you choose to do smooth jazz, R&B, gospel, and hip-hop? Why you choose those preferences of music genres?
Because the thing is, all those musical genres actually, you know, feed off each other.
Yeah.
You know, you have jazz as your base, you know, for a lot of music that you hear today. You know, the hip-hop artists sample them. The R&B singers, you know, emulate them, you know. So there's a lot of interchanging that goes on in the music, you know. And my style of music is branded something a little different in that it blends all of those genres together to create my specific sound.
Yes, yes. And thank you for that information. I'm glad you brought that up. Thank you. Thank you so much. I want to mention the newest album, which is it The Villain?
Yes, The Villain is my latest full album.
All right. And is it already out streaming right now?
Yeah, it was released right before we got into quarantine last year.
Okay.
It took me a few years between albums to actually get that one done. And it was not because I didn't have the music, but I felt, you know, there's a growth process that I was going through with everything in life, you know, and with my music, just, you know, just developing that sound. And I feel like, you know, like cooking a good meal, you know, you never rush it. You always, you know, take the time to make sure all the ingredients are in there and that it's well marinated, and that when it's served to the people, that it's exactly what the taste buds are asking for. So that's why I take my time with that particular album.
Right. And it took me a while to go through that album, and I also went through the other album, Life Happens, which is my friend Joyce Spencer, that I had her on my show.
Yeah.
I really love the track on there that's called Open Your Eyes.
Yes.
I love how y'all collaborated and did that. But I would like to play Lit. Now, Lit, what's the story behind that track there?
Well, you know, everybody's definition of lit is a little different. For me, lit was about the freedom of expression and freedom of just letting loose and enjoying life. It doesn't mean that you need a substance or anything to get you high. It means you get high off of the music or the people that you're with, you know, just the celebration of life itself. So that's the whole point behind Lit. You know, it's like lighting up, pretty much.
Right. Yeah. And thank you for that. Thank you for that. A lot of people misunderstood it, so I'm glad you explained it from your point of view. So we're going to stop talking and spin some music. Here is Lit by David McLaurin. And this track is on the Velen album?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. All right. Here is Lit. We'll be right back. You stay right there, David. that is off of his Villain, the Villain album. All right, David McLaurin, go ahead and give your website information and your social media information and where we can get this newest album, The Villain.
Absolutely. My website information is www.davidmclaurin.com. So it's davidmclaurin.com, as is all my social media. It's at David McLaurin, DAVIDMCLORREN. It's easy to find. You can actually Google me, and you'll get all the links, all the information. My website will point you to all my social media. As far as the music is available on all the digital music streaming outlets. Or if you want to purchase it, it's on Amazon, iTunes, you know, you name it. It's easy to find.
Well, thank you for that information. All right.
Absolutely.
That's what's up. Wow.
So much fun.
I had Sam Hackens two times on my platform, and he mentioned your name. You two did a Christmas album together, or you just collaborated with it? Yes.
We have a Christmas, a full Christmas album together with an original song in there, and we have done several singles throughout the year. We actually did a single late last year called Dragonfly, which was pretty hot.
Okay. I need to catch up. So name some of the artists that you have collaborated with in the making of a lot of your singles that I need to catch up with. Go right ahead.
All right. So we have, I'll start in chronological order, moving backwards. So lately I've been working with Saxman from Chicago, Audley Reed, who is a phenomenal musician. Mm-hmm. We've been doing a lot of work lately. By the end of this year, we should have a full EP out.
Wow.
So that venture is in the works right now. We've done two singles off the off that project already. The rest of the music will slowly and gradually let it out. Then there's Sam Hankins, which my partner in crime, we call ourselves the Sam and Dave of smooth jazz. So we've been rocking for a very long time, several years now. Pretty wonderful guy as well. There's Joy Spencer, who was on my Life Happens album, along with Gary Fierston, Rod Williams. And there's the bass player on Young Lion is a friend of mine called Nigel Rivers. He's played with people like Erykah Badu and some of the big names out there. So he was the one I tapped for doing the bass on that particular track.
Yeah.
And there are other people that I'm actually in the process of collaborating with and producing for. So there's a lot more music coming out in the near future.
Okay, then. All right. Thank you for that information. As far as future music projects, you have a lot of projects going on. So will you ever be doing any live events? Online events, or you have anything scheduled or coming up later in the future?
I really, as the pandemic hit, I kind of took a step back from everything because everything was shut down.
Yeah.
So I really haven't scheduled anything. I've done some live streaming, but that's before it became, the thing to do, before it got oversaturated with everybody doing it. And, the thing is with me, I appreciate everybody that's doing it, but at the same time, I do not try to, force feed myself into a space where everybody's doing it. not because I want to be elitist, it's because, you know, people only have but so much of an attention span to listen to music. And
yeah,
when I feel like
yeah.
it's my time to do it, I will, you know, get up and do it. But until
right,
then, you
right.
know, I'm just kind of holding still and, you know, just kind of supporting whoever I can, you know, at
right,
the time,
right.
you know, doing it, you know.
Okay.
So
well, thank you
that's
for that.
Kind of where
thank
I'm
you.
At.
Thank you for that information. Thank you. So you are more than welcome to give a shout out at this time. Any persons you want to name that have supported you in all your music projects, you can go ahead right now. Go ahead, David.
Well, I'd like to shout out to you, first of all, and thank you for having me on the show. You know, you've been a great support to
My
us
pleasure.
Independent artists for so many years. I mean, it's just incredible how much staying power you have. So, you know, shout out to you.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to a lot of my collaborators, Joyce Spencer, Sam Hankins, Audley Reed, Gary Houston, Rod Williams, you know the usual cats, and all the radio stations that play our music. You know, even if it's available for streaming, we still get a lot of radio support, which is, you know, incredible, you know,
yeah.
given the, you know, the temperature of the industry right now. So
yeah.
we do, you know, tip our hats to people like you who, you know, give our music a platform to be heard.
Yes, yes. Well, how about that? And I hope and pray that everyone still works with you and supports you and love your music. We're going to give everybody an applause, and I'm going to bow down too. How about that?
Yeah. You should. Because you're doing great things.
You're the star, David Lauren. All the hard work you're doing. So
oh,
as
I just
we
love
along,
what I do.
Yeah. You're just growing and growing and getting bigger and bigger. So as I move along with the show, I would like to play Sophie's Eyes. I'm very interested in that track. You don't mind me
yeah.
spinning that. And what's the brief story behind that track?
Sophie's Eyes, that's very personal to my family. You know, my brother and his wife had a baby who only was with us for about 3 months. And she was such an amazing child. She brought so much joy into, you know, into the lives of the people that, you know, knew her.
Mm-hmm.
And even though her life was short, I think she accomplished what God had for her in that
oh,
time,
mm-hmm.
you know, in those few months. So, and she had the most beautiful eyes. And, you know, she would look like she was aware of everything that was going on. So that was pretty much the birth of that song, and I chose Rod Williams because of his sound in order to, you know, portray what the emotion was behind that song.
Okay, well, I would like to spin a little bit of Sophie Eyes. You stay in that seat, David McNorn. We're not over yet. Stay tuned, everyone.
You got
for
it.
For more music. This is Sophie's Eyes. David McLaurin. All right, David. What is that ultimate desire which you wish your fans to get out of all your music, especially the newest album, The Villain?
I want everyone that listens to the music to actually get a sense of peace, you know, and tranquility. And even if all of music's not slow and laid back, but there's, you know, a certain peace that comes from the music. And it comes from my personality, comes from deep down within, and I put that into my music. So to allow the listener to kind of put their own soundtrack to their lives, so to speak, you know. No, I'm not demanding any certain message per se, except for just a peaceful, tranquil existence.
Wow. Thank you for that information. Thank you. Wow. So as we come to a close to the end of our show, tell me what's the story behind the track Into the Night, and also I'm going to spin Into the Night, and also the track Open Your Eyes. What's the story behind Open Your Eyes? Now, I know who you collaborated with on that one. So give us a little story on both of those tracks before we sign out. And go right ahead, David.
All right. Well, Open Your Eyes had to do a lot with what was going on during the time that song was written back, say, 4 or 5 years ago. You know, how, you know, people were so quick to, you know, jump on the bandwagon of everything that was going on without actually seeing the signs of the times or actually, you know, deciphering information. Now, we live in the day of information age, and everything is out there. And people just take it all in without separating the good from the bad, the right from the wrong, and make decisions blindly. So Open Your Eyes was the touch on that. And let's go. Into the Night is pretty much, you know, kind of a feel-good jam, you know.
Yeah.
Talking about the transition from day to night, you know, like getting all dressed up, going out, and really just enjoying, you know, things, the nightlife, so to speak.
I like a video on that. Yeah, so will you be doing any more videos on any of your singles from the newest album? Any videos?
I might do a couple more videos. It depends on, you know, how inspiration hits me, you know. But yeah, I think having a visual aid to the music is really, really cool. So
I'm gonna try to get your inspiration triggered, all right?
I think you have.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get you moving, get you out of the chair and get you moving. And so any words of wisdom you would like to give, David, for those that are suffering in the world today while we're dealing with the dark times here, or any advice you want to give to any up-and-coming musicians?
Yeah, I'll keep it simple. Life is ever changing. It's ever evolving. You know, I know there's a lot of depression in the world. I know there's a lot of chaos, you know, especially with COVID and isolation. But my real desire is to see that, you know, even in the midst of that, as the world, you know, as we look at the earth itself, and a lot of places are starting to replenish because we're not trampling everywhere like, you know, as life used to be, say, about a year ago. So take the time to replenish your soul and your body and your mind so that you could grow in times of adversity. I mean, trouble don't always last. I know it may not be easy for everybody right now, but just hold on a little longer. And I know there's a lot of misinformation on the vaccine and everything else, but make informed decisions and do it for yourself and for your family, you know, should you choose to. I'm not endorsing it one way or the other, but I'm saying don't be so quick to throw it out, you know, thinking that it's not helpful.
Mm-hmm.
No, it might just be the thing that saved your life. So do that. As for young and up-and-coming musicians, I say do it out of passion and love. Don't do it just for the money. Money is nice, but it does not satisfy you at the end of the day. It's just paper.
Well, thank you. Thank you for those words of wisdom and advice. That's David McLaurin. All right, you guys, hold on a little longer, David says. And you hear his advice with up-and-coming artists. Award-winning artist producer David McLaurin, everyone. Check him out online and his music streaming everywhere. And David, you're always welcome to come back on my platform with any new music projects. I will be keeping you in mind every time I'm online. I'm going to get you triggered.
Definitely. So. Sounds good because we got some new music.
Yes, yes. And David, you keep doing what you're doing and keeping our hearts at peace and warm with your melodies and all your tracks. Thank you so much. You are so creative. Your mind is so beautiful. So David Lauren, I'm going to say good night. And you have a blessed evening. Always come back. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, leaving out of Let's Jazz It Up here on Lady Diva Live Radio. I am signing out with two of David McLaurin's tracks, Into the Night and Open Your Eyes. Here is Open Your Eyes, and this is Brenda Moss signing out. And thank you all for your support and listening in. Good night, everyone.